and some you know, a line of rivets that looked kind of weird with silicone on it and stuff in the pictures. But I was trying to tell myself, well, you know, it's probably okay. I'm sure it's okay. And so I emailed them, and it's like, oh, you know, we got somebody else coming already. You know, they're going to buy it. So I said, okay, well, keep me in mind. And he ended up calling me a couple days later. Oh, they came by and said they didn't have enough storage for them. Oh, is that all? He goes, yeah. So, you know, if you want it, you can get it. Well, it turns out I'm in California, and the trader's in Texas. So I said, well, okay, because I had myself all psyched up. You know, hey, this is the one. This is the deal. Because the deal was, it was only $14,000. 96 30-foot XL, $14,000. So that should give you a clue right there. Something's wrong.
Sounds to me like one of those too-good-to-be-true eBay things.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't eBay, you know. Yeah. So, you know, yeah.
Send the money to Great Britain.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why I was like, well, I better jump on this, you know. Even though I realized that I think at that point two people had looked at it, and when they saw it, they turned it down. So I came home from work and took the next couple days off, and I was going to make the big trip to Texas, and kept calling the guy back and forth and saying, well, send me more pictures. You know, he'd email me more pictures before we left, and I was going, I don't know. You know, this some of these things don't look right. And, well, but the price is great, you know. Well, okay. So I talked to my dad into taking the long drive with me, figuring that he could drive and I could drive, and we'd get there as fast as we could. So we headed out of town, about 2 hours out of town. I pulled off to a rest stop, and I called home, and I said, you know, I don't know. I just have a bad feeling. Well, you're already heading out. Go ahead and go look at it. So, okay, so we just kept going, and we drove till late that night, slept for a couple hours at a rest stop, and got going the next day, and we got there like 5 o'clock. So the second day, we got there at 5 o'clock, and I jumped out of my truck, walked over and looked at it, and as soon as I saw it, I knew there's no way. There's no way I could. This thing, if it wasn't rolled, something fell on it. I mean, and the pictures didn't really show it. The inside, the bulkhead walls, some of them were like 2 inches from the ceiling. You know, they were pushed away. They didn't really have like huge dents. I mean, there were a couple of spots where like somebody laid another sheet over it and re-riveted it, and that's when they put all the silicone on the rivets and stuff. But inside the refrigerator was cracked. You know, like when you open the refrigerator and look inside, like I said, the bulkheads, some of them were missing or separated. It had bad feeling all over it. And I had driven like 2 days straight to get this thing. And it was like, in 10 minutes, I'm like, sorry. So that's my story. Had to turn around and leave it, drive all the way back home, $600 in gas. It was one of those too good to be trues, and that's what it was. And I kept following it, and it kept being on RV Trader website for sale for like another month. They were still trying to unload it. And I don't know whatever happened to it, but somebody probably ended up getting it. I don't know.
I'd be willing to bet it had a salvage title.
Yeah, we never even got that far.
I don't blame you. Yeah. You know, it's just sounded horrible.
And to be fair, I mean, the guy, it wasn't that he was trying to hide it. I mean, he wasn't elaborating on the actual problems either. He took pictures of the ripped headliner and section outside. It looked kind of weird, and he was going to put another awning on it and stuff like that before I got there that he had from another unit and all this kind of stuff. I don't know. I talked myself into it by the price, and that's what happened. And then I talked myself out of it when I saw it. So be willing to leave it.
Well, as we all know, as you make your mind up that you want an Airstream, you will do a lot to go get one or to go find one, and you'll drive a long ways. You see posts on the forum. Farthest you've gone to get your Airstream, 3,000 miles, 3,500 miles, one way. There's that draw so much to, you know, that old vintage trailer that people would go out of their way and do quite a bit of stuff they probably wouldn't normally do to have that trailer. And like you said, Tim, when you get there, if it's not what you want, if it's got a lot of problems you weren't expecting, you're going to pay a lot more trying to fix the stuff because to make it the way you want it rather than just waiting for that one that you really, really do want. And another with these vintage trailers, too, that I was thinking about is...